Hello, 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 and welcome everyone. This is Becca, also known as DJ Sky, and this is another great episode of the Rewind Podcast where we talk about different older shows that I love and discussing them. Anywhere from Leave It to Beaver, Different Strokes, Dennis the Menace, Petticoat Junction, Andy Griffith Show, Head of the Class, Green Acres, Hogan's Heroes, Adam 12, Emergency, Punky Brewster, My Favorite Martian, Donna Reed Show, and much, much more. You're listening to the Rewind Podcast with Becca. Previously on the Rewind Podcast. What is this man doing here?
I'm just here to help you with a podcast.
Say hello to my brother, Sam.
Hello.
Our TV show for today is Hogan's Heroes. No prisoner has ever escaped from Stalag 13.
I mean, that's kind of on the part of the prisoners, though, because
they've chosen not to escape.
Yeah, they are more value to the allies in the camp than being a pilot in the air.
Oh, hi. I didn't mean to hang up before, but you really do have the wrong number. This is a prisoner of war camp. Who am I? I'm a prisoner. But now, Sam.
Yeah?
Listeners know I like taking personality quizzes. So we're going to take some personality quizzes today.
Fun.
So we each have the quiz pulled up.
Woohoo!
And we're going to go through the questions, and we're going to see who we are. Let's start. Question one. The CEO of the company you work for comes to your office for a visit. What do you do? Call in sick that day? You are the CEO. Nervously stumble over your words, present yourself professionally, or are nervous but don't show it?
Present yourself professionally.
Yeah, I'd say either present yourself professionally or are nervous but don't show it.
I'm probably a mix of both, but I'm going with present yourself professionally because that's what I would do.
Yeah, I'll do are nervous but don't show it just to have a different answer than you.
Yeah.
Next. You're at a party and see someone you like. He or she sees you. Now you walk over and use what you think is your charm. Look away, embarrassed, and never speak. Walk over and use your charm. Or go nervously, but in the end, have a good time.
Go nervously, but in the end, have a good time.
Yeah. You're in line at a sandwich shop when some guy cuts in front of you. You politely explain the situation. Ignore it, confront him, or babble nervously behind him about how wrong he was?
I don't know. I'd probably be able to keep my temper in check and just politely explain the situation. But then if he doesn't care, I'd probably confront him just straight up.
Yeah, I think this is more of like a just initially, what would you do?
Yeah.
Sam's dropping stuff over there.
Just
so you're going to go politely explain the situation?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ignore it because honestly, it doesn't faze me a whole lot.
I want my sandwich.
You're still going to get your sandwich. Which of the following do you value most in a friend? Compassion? Friends! Who needs them? Intelligence, loyalty, strength, or courage?
Split between two.
Okay, which ones?
Friends. Who need them? And loyalty. Yeah,
he's an introvert.
I am very much an introvert, and Loyalty would probably be what I would choose.
I don't know. I think I might go compassion. Yeah. It's dinner time. You cook yourself a nice meal, order a pizza, ask your significant other if the food is ready, or cook something simple with mixed results.
I'd probably like to experiment with something. So cook something simple with mixed results, possibly. Well, what does it mean by mixed results?
Like, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, cook something simple with mixed results, because I haven't really cooked that much.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that, too. A crazy dictator is trying to take over the world. You refuse to take a side, swear your loyalty to him, organize a brigade to stop him, or join the fight against him if someone asks you.
Becca, I think you know what I'm going to go for. I am going to organize a brigade to stop him just because boycotting and revolts and fighting him. Why not?
I think I'm just going to join the fight against him if someone asks you.
Yeah. I just really enjoy
you want to organize the leader of a brigade.
Yeah. Probably. I'd probably be that person that would be asking people, hey.
You want to go defeat this guy with me? And I'd be like, sure, let's go. Your dream vehicle is anything with a chauffeur, a bicycle, an SUV, a motorcycle, or a sports car.
Hey, don't forget the...
I'm blind.
Yeah, don't forget the
four. Or a pickup truck.
Yeah, probably the pickup truck. I just would really like that.
I think I'm going to go with a pickup too. Your favorite kind of book is young adult, fantasy, slash sci-fi. Who am I kidding? I don't read. Mystery or thriller, comic books or romance.
Who am I kidding? I don't read.
You don't read?
Yeah, I don't really read.
I'm debating between young adult, fantasy slash sci-fi or mystery slash thriller.
And when I do read, it's comics. Like kind of, not like full on comics.
But more like graphic novels.
Graphic novels like, for example, Nathan Hale's Hazardous Tales. I have read all of those books and absolutely love them. Actually, that is one thing that helped me in school because we were recently going over World War I and the teacher asked, hey, who knows how tanks got their name? Little fun fact. Tanks got their name by the British trying to make everybody else think that they weren't creating basically a land ship. They literally said, these are just water tanks to help resupply the water on the front lines. And the name tank just kind of stuck.
Alrighty. I think I'm going to go with... I'm feeling a mystery thriller mood today. It changes day to day, but I think I'm going to go mystery thriller. Last question.
Woohoo.
You bump into some guy on the subway who gives you a packet of information saying it's the plans to a doomsday device and that you have to keep them safe. He then gets off at the next stop, leaving you behind. Now you laugh and toss the plans to the next trash can you see, quiver uncontrollably, then hide the plans under your mattress, call the authorities, or take the plans home and study them yourself.
Take the plans home, study them myself, and then determine what I should do after that. That's what I would do.
I mean, that's fair. I think I'm gonna go with that. Calculating results. I got Colonel Hogan.
Me too.
We both got Colonel Hogan.
Becca, do you want to read what that entails?
I can.
You do that.
You're clever and resourceful, the leader of your group of friends. You can be hot-headed at times, but overall, you're cool under pressure and can always figure your way out of a tight spot. Your silver tongue is usually your greatest asset in these situations. You're a selfless fighter for what's right, and you always figure out a way to make it on top. And of course, you can't forget that certain charismatic charm you seem to have.
Honestly, I don't mind that.
I hope you enjoyed having my brother on the podcast today.
I hope you enjoyed having me.
We might have you come on at another point in time.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Rewind Podcast. And until next time,
dismissed.